WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
It's been half a year since COVID-19 upended people's lives in Illinois. When Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a stay-at-home order to fight the virus, businesses largely shut down. Parents scrambled to juggle both work and their kids learning at home. Isolation and loneliness set in as people stayed home to slow the spread of coronavirus. So far, COVID-19 has killed more than 8,500 people in Illinois and infected more than 280,000 that we know of. WBEZ's Kristen Schorsch has been covering the pandemic for the past 6 months. She joined Midday host Lisa Labas to give an update on several of her investigations.
So one of the big issues you discovered was that in the height of the pandemic, some hospitals had a big problem transferring patients when they got overwhelmed. Is that still a problem?
You know, not right now because COVID cases are down, but hospitals and state lawmakers are still really worried about what happens if, you know, there's a next wave, the next time there's a big uptick in COVID. So some state lawmakers are planning legislation. They meet in November because they still want to make sure that this problem is fixed for the future. So, you know, if they start to actually have all hospitals take transfers, what does that look like? You don't want to make sure you're overwhelming another set of hospitals now. In the meantime, there is a potential fix. There's a dashboard that the Chicago Department of Public Health and Rush University Medical Center are working on. So this would show in real time where there are available beds, so you could possibly help steer patients that way. Still, not all hospitals are cooperating. Some people I talked to were like, well, that's understandable because hospitals lost a lot of money when they had to cut off elective surgeries in the spring because of COVID. So giving up beds right now for patients you could be doing elective surgeries for example, could be really costly.
Kristen, you and our colleague Elliot Ramos in the spring found signs that people could be dying at home because they were delaying care. Is this still happening?
You know, so there was an NPR poll this month, along with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Harvard, that confirmed our findings. You know, they surveyed the four largest cities in the U.S., including Chicago, and it showed that 23% in Chicago said they could not get care when they had a serious medical problem. And a majority of those people said it made them sicker. You know, I have circled back with several doctors I talked to in the spring when COVID was really raging here. They told me that now a lot of their patients are starting to feel more comfortable. Their offices are busy again. People are coming back for heart procedures they put off. The ERs are full with people who have chest pain and maybe were afraid to come in. But there are still people who fear that they're going to catch COVID if they go to the doctor.
So I want to turn now to people who are taking care of the people who are sick. Staffing was a really big issue in the beginning of the pandemic. Are hospitals staffed up now for the winter?
You know, I'm still hearing a lot of doctors and nurses are getting laid off because hospitals lost so much money in the beginning of the pandemic. Mercy Hospital in Bronzeville plans to close entirely next year. Now, that's not just from COVID. That's from years of losing money and patients. But other hospitals I talked to are starting to hire again in preparation for this uptick they're expecting of COVID in the fall and winter. So Loretto is looking to hire more nurses. The University of Chicago Medical Center in Hyde Park has hired at least 200 nurses since June. The Roseland CEO, that's a hospital on the far south side that treats mostly people who are low income. You know, they told me in a strange way they're benefiting from Mercy's closure. They've been getting lots of resumes from Mercy employees who are looking for jobs. And they actually just hired someone from Mercy to be the medical director of their ER.
So, Kristen, tell us what experts are now watching out for in the coming months.
Well, the big thing is this uptick in cases. Are we going to have a resurgence of COVID in the fall and winter, especially with flu coming at the same time? They're heartened by the mild flu season that happened in Australia. You know, they're ahead of us in terms of that. So we know that at least if it was mild in Australia, perhaps it could be mild here in the U.S. People I talked to also are watching out for testing. They want to make sure that they could test even more people so that they can isolate at home should they have COVID so we don't spread it that way. And then really, if we get a vaccine, how are we going to get that out to the masses if and when 1B comes available?
That's Kristen Schorsch, who has been covering the pandemic for WBEZ, talking with Midday host Lisa Labas.